Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast. And this is The Shred for the first week of May 2023. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on their platform, so if you need to hire, talk to JobCase today. Learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. Now to the news in no particular order. Cincinnati, Ohio-based Paycor HCM has announced its acquisition of Austin, Texas-based Verb, a people development platform that uses behavioral science and micro-learning content to provide workplace training. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. The integration of Verb will accelerate the development of Paycor Paths, a product designed to provide personalized development journeys to inspire positive and sustainable behavioral changes within frontline leaders. Paycor expects to fully integrate Verb's offering into Paycor Paths by the second half of 2023. Founded in 2013, Verb employs 27 people. Raleigh, North Carolina-based Relay has raised $13 million in a Series A venture capital round. Relay's walkie-talkie-like wearable device and communications platform is designed to improve communications with frontline workers, with revenue up 130% year over year. Relay plans to use the funding to accelerate growth, expand its team, and further support product R&D innovation. Founded in 2015, the company employs 144 people. London-based Centuro Global has raised £3.3 million in a funding round, which will be used to expand its team and grow its technology. Centuro offers guidance to companies of all sizes on local regulations in foreign markets, including immigration, HR, legal, tax, and accounting. Since launching in 2022, the company says its revenues have grown tenfold, with its platform catering to firms operating more than 150 countries. Founded in 2018, the company employs 51 people. California-based internal social network platform Simplr, that's S-I-M-P-P-L-R, has raised $70 million in a funding round. This brings total funding to $131.1 million. Simplr aims to enhance employee engagement by enabling users to create profiles, share content, and follow colleagues, as well as providing managers with tools to create an employee directory and social workspaces for teams and departments. Simplr's platform also uses AI-powered sentiment and emotion analysis to track and monitor user attitudes and language patterns. The funds raised will be used to expand the company's workforce and product R&D. Founded in 2014, the company employs 426 people. Palo Alto, California-based NinjaTech AI, a group of AI experts formerly from places like Google, Meta, and AWS, has closed a $5 million seed round from investors. Founded last year, the company's aim is to build the first true next-generation personal assistant that can help working professionals with day-to-day administrative tasks efficiently and cost-effectively. NinjaTech AI says the platform will leverage its own custom large language models and a series of proprietary decision engines, allowing it to create the world's first scalable and affordable AI-powered executive assistant. The product is currently in alpha stage and will be open via its beta program later this year. The company has already tripled in size since February of this year. Hackajob, a London-based technical hiring platform, has raised $25 million in Series B funding. This brings total funding to $33 million. The company will use the funds to accelerate its expansion in the U.S. Hack-A-Job's product suite includes a two-sided marketplace for direct talent sourcing, online assessments, remote interviews, and insights into a company's diversity and inclusion performance. The company has a community of over 500,000 technology professionals and uses AI matching to power its proprietary engine, drawing on over 50 million first-party data points on technical professionals. Founded in 2014, Hack-A-Job employs 181 people. All employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to JobCase for supporting The Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people fast. Hit me up. Or hit them up, actually, at jobcase.com/hire. Cheese my note.
Adios, turd nuggets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.